Welcome to the Blockchain Life with your host, Wall Street Journal and USA Today's best-selling author, Carrie Oberbrunner. In each episode, we explore relevant topics that help you keep your world connected and protected. Thanks for joining the conversation today. Let's begin.
The world has changed. Are you still trying to reach people the same way? If you are, you're like most people. And unfortunately, you're going to be left behind. This is why at the Igniting Souls Conference 2022, we are taking an absolute deep dive and showing authors, entrepreneurs, and influencers how to leverage the new internet to grow their book, brand, and business. All the information is at ignitingsoulsconference.com. Get your ticket today because there are limited seats. And right now, it's the super early bird. Hope to see you there. Hey folks, welcome to Blockchain Life. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, your host, and I have with me a really awesome pioneer. I met her recently and I was so impressed. I'm going to get into the details, but first of all, Annalise Boysen, welcome to Blockchain Life.
Thank you so much. Thanks for inviting me.
Hey, we have a mutual friend. A lot of our community might know Paul. Of B1G1, and I started talking about Web3, and he said, you have to talk to Annalise. And then he showed me your website, and I got to show people this website, because in about, 60 seconds of being on your website, I said, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And I said, she gets it. And I said, I get it. And I said, the world has to see this. Because to me, this is the way of the future. What if you just start unpacking a little bit of the vision? We'll stop sharing the screen because I want people to catch the vision. But how did this even come about? Where did you come from? Take us deep and then we'll go into what your global village is all about.
Yeah, sure. So my background is in economics, specifically development economics. So my thing in life has always been, I'm looking for patterns. I like to see how things connect together. And where this whole idea came from is really from three things. One was a disenchantment. The other one was an observation. And the other one was an experience. And those three things came together. So if you'll allow me, I'll just do a brief overview of those three things.
Yes.
So the disenchantment for me was with networking as a concept.
Okay.
It's just, I don't think it works well. And specifically, if you are an introvert like I am, it's just no fun. So I thought to myself, wouldn't it be more interesting if I could start in front of a shop front and you just look over my shoulder and you see all you need to know, and then we can have a real conversation. So you get beyond this awkward moment of, so what is it that you do? And, people kind of move on. So I wanted to have real conversations that connect with people. So that was my disenchantment. An observation came during COVID where I just noticed that I sensed there was a need for something deeper with connections, with community. Community needed to relieve that isolation, that sense of I'm alone in this whole thing. And I thought everybody seemed to want a different style, a different definition of community. Mm. And I brought that together with an experience that I had before. And that was with visiting a beautiful little village in France. And it's called Saint-Sacre-la-Popie. And it's an actual real village. And it is a medieval walled city. And what struck me about this place was the moment you walk through the fortress area, you get the sense of I'm safe. I'm in a place that feels as if it's protecting me.
Yes.
But more than that, once you step inside the shops, and there are many shops there because it's a high tourist area, it also gets you the sense of they've got each other's backs. And I thought to myself, isn't that what networking and a business community needs to be? And hence, I came up, why don't we just create something in a virtual world that has the same sense of a medieval walled city. I even dipped into the era when we had merchant guilds, because we have merchant houses in there. because for me, that was like the epitome of entrepreneurship, of new things, exploring, collaboration, you know, going to see what's happening in the world. And for me, that's what we are on the cusp of doing now, is exploring a new world. So this really is where the whole idea of your global village came about. And it started as an idea. And as you know, as Picasso said, it starts as one thing and then it ends becoming something else. And it's just been an evolution since that starting idea came to me.
How long have you been working on this?
Well, it is actually our first anniversary on Thursday.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. Yes. So we launched on the 8th of July last year. And I would say that idea percolated for about a year before that.
Wow.
But it was more a sense of how can, because I'm an analyst by nature, I was trying to organize life.
Sure.
I said, okay, how can I organize things? And then the organization became a community that functions within structure, but it's still a community that creates the magic in all of this.
I love this. Can we take a dive into a gentleman like Paul Dunn, B1G1?
Yes.
Okay, as an example. So I'm going to go and I'm going to click B1G1, and I'll let people see here. Once I clicked into his quote store, you call it a shop front?
It's a shop front, so yes.
Yeah. So I click into the shop front, and what am I looking at? What do I all see?
So this is our version of a profile page, and it is meant to be a very quick, easy read. As you would stand, you know, in front of a shop front, you quickly get a sense of, oh, this is what they do over here. So we start off with an image that just at a glance tells you, oh, okay, global, there's something caring going on here. Then you go down and you look at the hashtag. And then you look at, okay, this is Paul. We also use a profiling tool called Wealth Dynamics. And that just helps all of us kind of have a shorthand for each other. And then it goes down into, well, who do I serve? What is my work best suited for? And then what would happen if you could step through the front door? What would you see? And this is where we came to after much trial and error, is how do you create a three-dimensional branded story, something that gives you a feeling of that person, not just information, but truly an immersive experience of what is it like to work with this person, with this organization. And the branding that we do for each of these merchant houses is then unique to them, obviously. And then if you go down, it has a very short description of, this is a problem I solve and this is the promise that I make. And in between, this is what I'm going to be doing with you. That is the process. That is the how-to. And that just gives you a very quick glance at what it is that this person can do for me. And it's the same for all the shop fronts in the village. So you quickly can scan through them. And then we go drop down to what is the product suite that this person has. So the five ways that we can work together, starting with something with very low barrier to entry, something that's usually free or really low cost, that just gives you a sense of where they are, and then goes right up to the top, that is the high-end product. In between, you'll probably find something that is going to work for you. So it just gives you a good overview of who that person is. And then this is what we recorded during his housewarming, where he gave an actual narrative of that. And that also just puts it into context of the environment. Then this is all just unpacking, who is this person? Without having to ask this person, okay, this is what this person kind of likes to say, or what the quote is that person likes to use. And then, as you can see, we are planning to put events up. And then what if you could go and sit in a cafe and you just have a conversation? Tell me about yourself. So we brought all these things in where you can listen to his podcast episode, to his TEDx talk, to a conversation we had with him. And then, of course, we also have the testimonials and the reviews of people. And the bottom is just, where do I find this person? Physically, where are they? But, you know, in our world, they are in the village. So everybody are in different geographic areas, but we all come together in the village. And this is what the metaverse is all about. This is everything that you need to know about this person, short of going to have a conversation with that person.
Amazing. I love this. And some people might say, well, gee, that, you know, how is that different than LinkedIn or something like that? Talk to us about the village concept, because I know that there's a lot of philosophy and intentionality with the village. And then your vision is not only to have one village, but connected villages.
Exactly.
And I caught all this immediately. It's so clear. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so let me tell you how I usually explain or introduce myself. I am the founder architect of Your Global Village, that is a metaverse for global entrepreneurs. And it is a community of people who want to make a difference while growing their businesses, and they use the metaverse to do all of that. And the outcomes that we create in this village can be summed up in three words. It's business, impact, and relevance. So we've created a very vibrant internal village economy that is fueled 100% by collaboration. So it's intentional. Then we also make sure that everything that happens in the village is linked to improving the quality of life of somebody else in the world. So the impact side is there. And then the third thing that we do is we also provide a very gentle on-ramp into the future of business.
Okay.
Because we want to make sure that residents not only remain relevant, but also thrive during these rapidly changing times in our business lives.
Wow.
So that's why we think of the village as it is your personal connection to the future of business. So as you can see, if we have to compare it side by side to LinkedIn, yeah, the profiling, you can say, oh, well, it's similar.
Annalise, I think we lost you just for a second. So we'll see if we can get her back. But let me remove her and bring her right back in. Hey, we got you.
So sorry, you dropped me there.
No, I heard you. But you said the profile might be similar to LinkedIn. And then what'd you say?
So the profiling might be comparable to LinkedIn. But what the difference is, once you step through the door, it is personal. And one of the big things that we work on and we emphasize in the village is the individuality of it, the personalization of it. And we go to great lengths to make you stand out in a metaverse environment by designing what your storefront and what your office is going to look like. And that's not where it ends, because then we take it from there and we orchestrate the relationships. We don't just let you loose and say, now go and figure it out for yourself, because I know for a fact that doesn't work. Okay.
Yes.
People get lost. You know, some people like me, I'm an introvert. I'm not going to go up and face, okay, this is me. I want introductions. And one of the things, for example, that we do is we gather in our village cafe once a month and we have speed collaborations. And it's a lot of fun, but what it really is about is we work on a matrix concept. Of, you know, I showed you the five products in a product suite. So we take two people, one product suite here, one product suite there. And we say, okay, between those two, what can we see can be done together that we haven't thought of before?
That's
and everybody pitches in. It's not just those two people. Everybody in the room thinks, oh, have you thought of that? Oh, I have this connection. And this is so much more personalized and intentional that we really, it's, I think that the difference with this community is, it comes back to my philosophy about where community is going. It's more about them than about me.
Yes.
It's not about the expert knowledge that I bring. It's about what they bring.
Yes.
And what if we can simply put it together? What is the magic that you can create? And one of the ways that I explain the village to people is, if you think about, you have a beautiful container, you know, a bowl of some kind. You just put there some right ingredients in there and you're going to create magic. Now that goes for food, for a salad, for business. If you have the container, you put the right ingredients in, then you create magic. And this
Love
is
it.
What we do. This is what the village is. It is a container, and the people create the magic in that.
That is awesome. I agree with that. And in my opinion, the reason why you're having so much success is that you're really about going deep instead of wide.
Yes.
You know, because yes. we're used to the social media where it's like, how many thousands of followers do you have, and how many thousands of, you know, connections? And yet it's funny, but rarely do we even know each other. I mean, you've seen
That's
this where people say on LinkedIn, hey, I see you're friends with so-and-so. I really need to connect with them. Can you send me an introduction? And for most people, it's like,
don't know them.
Yeah, I'm connected to that person, but I have no clue. So you're saying that really you build the deep foundation in your global village. And then from there, what's your bigger vision? Other villages start?
Yes, absolutely. So based on the concept of what community I think wants to become and what people are expecting to do, my vision is that using this concept of collaboration and the incredible power of the collective, we want to have not just one village, but actually 100 villages. Now, if you just think about it, what is the magic that you can create in one village that has 16 houses? So it has the four anchor houses that provide the structure, and then you have 16 houses that belong to different entrepreneurs. Now, the magic that you create in that small village, if you amplify that over 100 villages, and you start having people interacting as villages, but also as individuals with different people in different areas, you really create something that, first of all, is quite astounding in terms of its own economy. Because if you run the numbers and you see what's possible, it's actually possible for us to create $1 million revenue over a course of a year for one village. Now, that's 100 million over 100 villages. That's something to take note of. And not just that, if you really are intentional about making sure that everything that happens in the village creates a ripple effect elsewhere in the world, that's just massive. And, you know, you talked about Paul Dunn. He's very special to us in our village, and he is actually the patron of our Impact House. And our Impact House is the soul of our village that really drives us to say, well, why are we doing all of that?
Wow.
And this is what I think is the magic of the collective, is together, and I mean, it's a bit of a cliche, but I've seen this work. If you bring people together and you just let them, allow them to connect and to come up with ideas, you create solutions for things that you would never have been able to think of.
Wow.
And I think that really is where the answer lies, is how do we harness all of that in a way that we can actually make it work? And this is what the village tries to do, is really to create the container to make it work, so that we use that combustible power in there to create great things in the world.
This is great. This is awesome. So you come from a, let's get into the person, Annalise, because I think this will help us understand more. You're really a global citizen.
Yes.
You know, you don't have this narrow background. Give us a little bit more about, where do you think some of the seeds were planted to even have this idea?
Yeah. I think if you had to look for a pattern, you know, me looking for patterns everywhere, it comes down to being exposed to travel. I was very fortunate as a child to be taken on a 30-day cruise with my parents to South America.
Wow.
I was 8 years old. So very impressionable, very interested to see such a wider world and what that meant. And I think that kind of created that sense in me of, oh, I need to explore more. And, you know, fast forward, I also, after I studied, I became an exchange student in Switzerland.
Wow.
And that was fascinating because now I was by myself and I explore new things and I worked in a different environment. I could learn the language. And that just gave me the sense of what you think is true is only a sliver of the truth. There are so many versions of it. Mm. And then fast forward another few years, and I was very fortunate to, with my husband, to go on an international circuit where, because of his work, we were sent to 7 different countries to go and live and work for a few years. Jeez. Now, that does something to you. You get perspectives that you simply don't get as a traveler. Mm. And you really go deep into what is it that makes a society work and how do they see where you came from? Mm. And it's this perspective, I think, that really shaped my thinking about what community.
Makes sense. I love it. I love it. So let's talk a little bit now about some of the shops themselves. So Annalise, I think we got you back here. Let's talk about some of the shops itself, because my question would be, do you desire that every village has, well, in fact, I know you do because I chatted with you. You want diversity. Why is that important? Why is that important?
Because in diversity lies the power. If we all think the same, if we all look the same, there is no challenge to what is. And I think it is that challenge of, have you thought of something like this? Have you explored that? Where we come up with better solutions. And I've seen this in practice. We have something, a facility, a feature in the village that is called the round table. So if you have a specific challenge in your business that you just stuck, you don't know where to go with this, you call a round table and you get 8 other people who ask you questions around, there is your central issue, but have you thought of that? Have you looked at this? Have you tried that? And it's always within that that you find your answer. It's never about you should be doing that. It's just, have you thought of that? And that, I think, is the beauty of diversity, because together you just create something. It's 1 + 1 = 5. That's just what it comes down to.
Let's unpack some of these, because these are fascinating. Just give me, you know, a few seconds on each one. But
yes,
is this like an ice cream place? What is this thing?
The creator. No, actually, it's coming soon, and it is the shop front of somebody who specializes in brand identity. So it's not a scoop of ice cream. It's rather a scoop, as in a new scoop.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
What about the Merchants Guild? What's that?
So as you would find in a medieval walled city, you would have the fortresses. So on the corners, I have the fortress houses, and those are anchor houses. So the Merchants Guild is the place that supports and makes sure that businesses grow in the village. So we have, for example, there a Merchant of the Month competition. We have, that's where the round tables are hosted. We have support services in there to come up with your strategies. Everything that is about growing your business is housed in there. Then if you scroll right down to the bottom, you'll find that there is also our cafe and our theater. So the cafe is the gathering place. Now, of course, we can all kind of just go on Zoom and that's it. But why do you need to be normal and ordinary? We use the cafe because it's just a beautiful setting, and you know, it just makes you feel if you're right there in front of somebody. And then on the second floor, we have a village bookstore that is a display of everybody's knowledge. And that would be interesting to you, Carrie, because of the village bookstore. And then on the other side, we have our village theater and also our podcast studio. And within the village theater, we have many gathering spaces that is available to anybody to use in the village to have their own gatherings. And that includes a Zen garden if you want to offer meditation lessons. So that's also there. And then at the very top, that is where our impact house is. And the whole idea of the Impact House is to provide you a sense of connection and to realize that whatever you do, it has a repercussion in the world. So be intentional about what you put out in the world. And we link it to the United Nations SDGs. And you can see there through the windows is the color scheme of the SDGs. And we have something in there that we call the personal impact roadmap. We link people to what their impacts are. And we also have almost like an art installation in there with waterfalls running that shows you how we are adding, for example, one of the things that we do in the village, we give people fresh water. So it's all just a sense of immersion. And I must just add in there, while we say we are a metaverse, we are still on a journey with our tech. We started the other way around. Usually people start with the tech and say, okay, and here I am in my metaverse. No, I decided, no, I need to design this first. So the way that we're doing now is we're using the designs, and within the very near future, we will be actually purchasing some acreage in the metaverse, and the full immersion experience is going to happen there.
Really? So you have your own metaverse, but now you're going to have an integrated metaverse.
That's correct.
Wow.
Because my vision, and sorry to interrupt you, if you want to talk about my vision is that your merchant house becomes the center of your business. Everything that you want to do is going to be possible from that merchant house. You can transact, you can send out proposals, you can even have your bookkeeping done there. Everything happens there. You can bring your clients there. You can host your events, big, small. You know, everything is possible within that village environment. Acreage we are purchasing is essentially be purchasing an entire world for ourselves that we're going to build out.
Are you allowed to say, is that in Decentraland or?
It's not Decentraland, but I'm not allowed to say where it is, but it's not Decentraland.
No problem. All right. Well, listen, Annalise, this was mind-blowing. You guys and ladies all took me in very quickly. You invited me to a house showing. I invited Tanisha.
Yes.
She watched it. I watched it. We chatted. We get it. Then we invited Sharad, who preceded you in the interview just last week. And we're off. You know, we're excited. I don't know if I extended you this invitation yet, but I do want to.
Yeah.
I want to invite you to speak virtually at our Igniting Souls conference.
Wonderful.
Yeah, this is our inner circle type of event. We've been going on for 12 years.
Wow.
And it's authors, entrepreneurs, influencers. And we just added Sharad. So, you know, you got to do it now.
I got to do it now. I mean, Sharad's in the village. I got to be there with him.
Right. But he'll have one on the metaverse, and I'd like you to have one on your global village.
Fantastic.
And we would love to hear the inner workings. I already know people who should join because they're just wired that way. And I'm excited. I think what you've done is, it's an idea so good, I wish I would have thought of it. but I'm glad I didn't, because I got my own publishing things I'm trying to blow up with Web3, getting authors to onboard into Web3. So it's all, folks, I want you to listen. It's all about the synergy. You know, what Annalise is doing, brand match. And the magic things are going to happen. So thank you so much. I'm so glad Paul connected us.
Yes, likewise.
And if people are saying, oh my gosh, I want in, they just go to yourglobalvillage.com and then...
Yes, there's a link where they can connect with us to go on a private walking tour, and I can show them around.
That's right. I love it. Well, thank you so much for being here today. We'll follow up with you with conference materials.
Thank you
for adding value today.
Thank you so much. It was fun. Thanks so much.
We'll see
you. All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Blockchain Life. We hope today's conversation ignited your soul and inspired your mind. Post your comments in a podcast review on iTunes or your platform of choice. We read every single review because your thoughts matter to us. Please share this episode with a friend. We look forward to seeing you again on the next episode.